Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God take a man from being a gangster to a homeless person to filmmaker, actor, singer, songwriter, and even a foreign missionary? This is the story of Dennis James Lee. Well, we pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, is simply this: to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what you're facing, what you're going through right now, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, the resurrected one, who has touched the heart and life of Dennis James Lee, calls you to turn to him, to turn from your way, to repent and turn to Christ. Open your heart to him and follow him. Dennis James Lee co-produced the number one box office movie in Asia of 2006 called Dragon Wars, which grossed $100 million worldwide. Dennis also produced several award-winning documentaries, including Innocence Abandoned, The Street Kids of Haiti, Broken Promises, and A Witness to Aloha. Dennis also works with the faith-based community, helping develop multimedia programs for churches and nonprofits, such as Camp Agape and the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast. He's also an accomplished singer-songwriter, who we will hear, and he's the vice president of Cornerstone Multimedia. Dennis, welcome back, to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Aloha, Lani. It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, likewise, Dennis. Hawaii Prayer Breakfast. Tell us, what is the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast?
Well, the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast has been around for at least 15 years. It was started by Morris Taguchi. He was given a revelation from God to start a Hawaii Prayer Breakfast that was based upon the National Prayer Breakfast. It's been a year event that has been happening every single year since then. And just recently, it's been taken over by a gentleman named Matthew Kaneshiro, who is with Universal Matrix, Morris has entrusted him with prayer breakfast. And the thing is that he's taken over at a time when the COVID virus started hitting the United States. And, so he had this tremendous, enormous task ahead of him of keeping things together and to have the prayer breakfast still function in its way this past year. But we are going into this prayer breakfast that is going to be launched on May 7th with Dr. Tony Evans, the speaker.
Tony Evans, the speaker, May 7th. Dennis, how did you become part of the Hawaii prayer breakfast?
That's interesting because, it's so interesting how God has opened up the doors to work with his people. I can't always say that's been the case. Ever since I got back to Hawaii and having my stint in Hollywood back in the 1990s, it was through that time period in my life, in being through drugs and alcohol and living that lifestyle in Hollywood, I felt like the Lord closed certain doors to me. And I know that he wanted me to clean up my act, to become a better person. So when I started going back into filmmaking, it was for the purpose of serving him, and not so much myself, and what had happened is that he started bringing back, and the story of addictions and people, it consumes so much time, effort, and so much sorrow in families' lives that was something I had to deal with in my own life for the longest period of time. And so when God said, hey, Dennis, maybe you're ready to go back into ministry or ready to go back into serving me, it took time. But Hawaii Prayer Breakfast was one of the opportunities that he gave me to help and to work with other believers to put something on that would really, really inspire others and to let them know that there's hope in prayer.
Mm. Hope and prayer. Talk a little bit more about that. It's intriguing the way you said that there's hope in prayer. What do you mean, Dennis?
Well, Steve, that's the whole thing of what saved me, not just salvation for my soul, but what saved me was prayer, and the prayer of my mother. And, Danny, thank you for reading her upcoming book, her autobiography, and helping, with that book. Because within that book, it tells, of course, the story about, how prayer has saved my life because of a mother's prayer. So at the time when I was really, really down and out, there was a feeling of darkness that was enveloping me when I was homeless on the streets in L.A. And there was no other way out, nothing. I couldn't go to my friends because my friends didn't trust me. My family members didn't trust me. Everybody gave up on me. But the only person that didn't give up on me was God. But he wanted me to seek him. So, I prayed a lot during that time, but what was important is people praying for me, And so my mother used to, how Koreans sometimes pray, they just, they just go all out, they're shouting at the top of their lungs at 5 a.m. in the morning. And she did that for 30 days straight for me. And next thing I knew, I started having these supernatural encounters, and I didn't know what it was, So that's why I had to run to the pastors at churches in L.A. and say, I don't know if I'm going crazy or if something's happening, And they explained to me, and they told me that, this is like a discernment of spirits. You're seeing God is revealing to you these things that are in your life right now, these spiritual enemy things, that Satan is doing in your life, and he's letting you know that, hey, you better grow up, you better start doing what the Lord says in obedience. For my particular life, it was that. So, in a nutshell, prayer really helped me through my difficult situations in my life at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dennis, I thoroughly enjoyed reading your mother's autobiography and her the way that she writes. I mean, it's like I was reading a screenplay. So graphic and the details were just I can't wait till it's out. Your role this year with the Prayer Breakfast, what are you doing?
Well, I'm actually helping develop their multimedia side, which basically means website development, also some of the videography, also promotions and marketing. So from the whole gamut of technology-based media stuff we're doing for them presently right now, because in the past, when Morris was doing it, it was basically they would call him, the people who would want to buy a ticket and say, hey, look, I need 5 tickets. I need a table. And then they would literally just send it out in the mail. So that was the old-fashioned way of doing it. But it was very effective, you know. But since Morris had retired, you know, Matt had the idea of bringing the modern, you know, sensibilities of technology into the prayer breakfast to not only reach people in Hawaii, but worldwide. Mm-hmm. Because I think Hawaii has something to share, you know, which is aloha into the world. And I think that's very important. So my responsibilities have been a lot to do with getting that, getting the prayer breakfast to the point where they're up to date with getting the word out through the modern technology that are available now.
Well, and Tony Evans is the speaker, a popular Christian preacher from Dallas Theological Seminary, will be a speaker at the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast. Well, we'll talk more about him and the prayer breakfast when we come back, but we want to talk about some of the projects in addition to the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, Dennis, that the Lord has you doing. You heard me mention about Dennis's mother, Tomiko Lee, her book. It's going to be one, I'd say, one for the ages. It's hard to put down once you get into her story from Korea and what the Lord has done in her life in America, in various states in America, and how the Lord has worked through her. CornerstoneMultimedia.com, Dennis James Lee. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Dennis James Lee is a Los Angeles, Hawaii-based film and record producer. He began his career as a working actor and starred in television shows and feature films like Behind Enemy Lines 2 for 20th Century Fox. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lonnie Ka'a. Dennis James Lee is also helping with the leadership of the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, who's a featured speaker this year in 2021, May 7, 2021, is Tony Evans, founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dennis, besides the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, what are other projects that you're working on now?
Well, you know, it's very exciting. Like I was saying, that, you know, the whole thing about what the Lord is doing is he's really, you know, in my life, he's not only putting back certain things that I lost many years ago, but it's for his vision of the world and to be able to really inspire the next generation. So a lot of the projects that I do are based upon that. So some of the ministries that we have been working on, you know, have to deal with, you know, the moral character of individuals, but also getting them to a point where they're equipped, you know, to be able to go out in the world. So it's just mentoring the young, the next generation of technology, media, and all those wonderful things that spreads the word. And that nowadays, you know, what's happening is there's all kinds of misinformation. There's all kinds of bad stuff that are being spread out in the world. But what we wanted to do is to bring up leadership. So discipleship is a huge part of our ministry, but also our market-based ministry. But the project that comes to mind that we are primarily working on, besides the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, is also a TV series that we're developing for Hawaii, but with mainland Los Angeles producers. And so some of these producers have actually worked with DreamWorks, and they work with Disney and several other entities too. But the project is called, for now, it's called Music of Aloha, which is a 8-episode series that is based upon the mentorship of the Hawaiian musicians and leadership in the islands to the next generation, and developing these young people so that they become future leaders. So you'd be probably asking me, you know, huh? Why would mainland be interested in something like this? Well, you know, it's very interesting how the indigenous culture, indigenous, you know, themes are seeming to be very popular now within the entertainment community in the mainland, that they're very open in their eyes and ears and hearts in receiving the real truth, you know. So, you know, the missionaries and the Lee coming together, you know, this is something that, you know, that I actually worked on, was the Witness to Aloha documentary. I learned a lot about Hawaiian history and the culture. But that process of learning also partnered me with many, many leaders in the Hawaiian community here in Hawaii. And with their stories, we were able to design this program. And we thought, well, you know, it's something cool for the local market. But a friend of mine actually met, who is a Hollywood producer. We sat down one day for lunch. It was totally, you know, nothing to do with business. But I mentioned this concept to him. He says, oh, you know what, Dennis, this is a great concept. I'd like to actually share it with my producer friends up in L.A. And so he did. And next thing led to another. And they were like, hey, we want to know more about Iolani Palace. We want to know more about Kauai Hau Church. We want to know about the early missions. We also want to know about the overthrow of the queen. You know, so I'm going, oh, my goodness. And so we started writing out these episodic, you know, segments. And next thing you know, it just kind of built and built. And so that's one of the major projects that we're working on right now. We actually filmed some sizzle reel sequences of it. And we'll be further discussing it with some of the networks up there about putting this together for the island.
Oh, wow. How riveting this is. And I mean, it's like information on fire, what you're putting together. And what a time this is to do that. When we think about the song Under Your Shade, Dennis, share a little bit about the inspiration of that song, and then I'd like to share that with our dear listeners.
So Under Your Shade was written actually by my mother and myself, you know, and so it's actually from the book of Hosea, where it talks about how God covers us under the shade of his tree, you know, and the tree could reference also, you know, the wooden cross, the cross that Jesus was crucified on under. So it actually was very, very personal lyrically for me when my mother and I were writing lyrics. It didn't take much time. You know how songs are sometimes, it just flows out. Mm-hmm. And so Under Your Shade is really about that, and about how the Lord, if we ask, you know, him, he protects us and our families and our generation. And so that's basically what the song is about. And when I wrote the song, you know, it was in its preliminary stage. A friend of mine who was a hula dancer actually said, "Hey, this actually works well with the hula, because of the timing of the song." So when I started singing it, she started dancing it. She said, "Hey, you should, you know, have some of our friends be a part of this." And the next thing you know, lo and behold, we had a bunch of dancers that actually danced with us periodically in different concerts with that song, from the Blaisdell to all the way to the Philippines. So that's basically the story of the song.
Wow. Well, let's listen to Dennis James Lee, Under Your Shade.
Patiently waiting, you're there beside me, calming this raging storm. As the seasons change, the leaves may fall, still you sheltered me from it all. All of my strength in you, I surrender it all to you. All that I am, all that I be, I'll give it to you. I'm willing to give
Under Your Shade by Dennis James Lee. And the message goes out as we go to our break from that song. Dear friend, can you hear the Lord calling you under His shade? Will you respond to the Lord and come under His shade, the faithful one? And as you are under His shade, are you faithful as He is faithful? Would you respond to the Lord as He has inspired Dennis and his dear mother, Tomiko Lee, with so many gifts and visions and things that they have been used by God to produce? Dennis will be back to share more. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha Lani Ka'a'a here in studio, co-hosting with Danny Yamashiro on today's show. Really happy to have our special guest, Dennis James Lee, here in studio. We just got to listen to a song that he co-wrote with his mother. How special is that? Called Under Your Shade. What an inspiring song that was, Dennis. You know, you've done so many different things. I almost think there isn't anything you can't do, Dennis. A little bit of a media superman is what I'm going to call you. But how has the COVID pandemic influenced you? How did that change what you did?
Well, thank you so much for those kind words, Lani. I know there are certain things I can't do anymore. Like I can't touch the rim of a basketball anymore, but but you know, COVID has really changed my, I think the lives of many. You know, it's an interesting thing that I feel that because of what happened this past year and the challenges that faced many ministries and churches, that it was very, it was actually still a busy time for me, because many churches and ministries needed help in their multimedia side. Because they couldn't come together in person anymore, you know, they had to figure out ways to be able to correspond or to share their sermons to their congregations and beyond. So there has been, my goodness, at least a dozen or so ministries that I worked with that that needed this new technology. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, the churches before that really didn't think much about it, you know, because we all went to church physically. And we're used to that, but this became a whole totally different mission field for a lot of people and for myself.
Wow. You know, I envisioned the Lord looking down several years ago, knowing what was coming up and seeing you and saying, I need him. I need him to be helping my churches. And boy, I am blessed to know that you made yourself available out of the kindness of your heart to, you know, because I know many of the churches here in Hawaii, they, like you said, they weren't equipped to really transition quickly. And yet I'm sure the work that you did, can you talk a little bit more about that? What were some of the challenges you think that our churches faced as they made these transitions? You know, they're worried about their flock. They're worried about their own team. They're worried about their church. What were the challenges they had to overcome?
Well, I mean, mainly it was in person, the connection that was no longer there or available. The church that I presently help out quite considerably is Kawaihao Church, which is the first church on the island of Oahu. And the challenges that they faced, which was pretty much common for all the churches, was number one, it was in person. Number two was the fact that many of their leadership weren't knowledgeable about how even the simplest things is how to hook up a camera to an interface, to a computer, to be able to navigate. Some of them didn't even know how to navigate Zoom. And many of the congregations had to, many of the people who are part of the churches had to learn all those things. So so the older person in our congregation would have to ask their grandson or something, grandson from HBR, from Radford, you know, how do you do this? You know, how do you make this? You know? And so you see this happen all the time in Zoom. Sometimes we're recording it. It's so funny, you know, how that happens. But the church's biggest challenge was, of course, monetarily. Much of the blessings and the tithes were no longer coming in, so they had to devise ways of still, you know, providing for the congregation, but creating a system in which they could get more donations online, or just donations online, period. So those were many of the challenges the churches have faced. Wow. And probably the biggest one of all in terms of God, God's vision, is evangelism. Almost evangelism at one point almost stopped to almost nothing. And so that was worrisome for many of the pastors, because they didn't want to see that stop. So that's where we had to be very creative, you know.
Well, let's talk a little more about that. What are creative ways that the new church, or the church post-COVID, post-2020, is conducting or evangelizing?
That's interesting you mentioned that. Actually, prayer breakfast is, you know, we're made up of a team of people. So just prayer breakfast is a ministry. So I compare it like how churches run to, and we had, you know, a gentleman named Scott Hogel, who is, you know, now the president of iHeartRadio, Mark Dent and Charles Che, and also, I'm shouting out to them right now, too. And, even Kalo TV, you know, actually Malala Poe over there, you know, they all banded together to be able to create this system, you know, that would not only touch people through Facebook, through Twitter, but through the YouTube and internet, and creating a system in which they could reach them through the email. So that kind of system was actually copied and with different churches also. So going out now, what's wonderful, you know, I mean, there's a lot of negative aspects, of course, of the COVID, but the positive side of that was now the church has become multifaceted. I think if it's done the right way, you know, not only in-person service would be present, but you have an extensive connection outward to not only the community of Hawaii, but nation. And that's exactly what's happening with Kawaihao, too, and the prayer breakfast. The reach is a lot farther now than before.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And also, to Transform Our World is another organization I work with, Pastor Cal Chinin, and many different individuals are part of that. they are reaching literally thousands of people. You know, I mean, they were reaching only like, you know, a few hundred, maybe 500 at the most during the conferences. But they're literally reaching like 5,000 to 10,000 people nowadays, you know, with some of the videos that they're creating, some of the messages, individual pastors are reaching many, many people.
Wow. Dennis, are you, I mean, I'm just so blessed by that, you know, having had our Easter just recently come through. It's a hopeful word that you give, that, you know, we may not have seen all of the people come to church on Easter, but I'm sure Easter made a greater impact than it ever has, just based on the large reach we now have in the multimedia world. Would you agree?
Yes. I just had a conversation with two people who were, one was in Amsterdam and another person who was actually in the continental United States. And they were, you know, the conversation was based upon this video project that we're doing, and I was interviewing them. And they constantly tune into Kawai Hau Church to hear the messages from Kahu Ken Makuakani. And so they told me that because of their visit to Hawaii a couple of years ago, they wanted to stay in touch. And when they started developing the website this past year during the COVID time, to a more extensive video production kind of stuff, they actually tuned in, you know. So the reach is pretty far.
That's so good. You talk a little bit about your work in video production. Tell us tell us about some of the TV and maybe the film productions you are working on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, do you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I actually been working on several different projects that, like I said, one of them is the TV show that we're creating. Mm-hmm. But we also did a couple of documentaries. And it seems to be, God seems to always lead us towards projects that are culturally Hawaiian. So the project that we just did was A Witness to Aloha, about the first Christian missionaries who came to the islands 200 years ago and who collaborated with Ali'i to help build the educational system as well as the spiritual system in Hawaii that was based upon our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And through that process, you know, many, many people were brought to salvation. And that was one of the projects that we worked on. And then another upcoming project is we're working on, you know, with the state of Hawaii that we're hoping to actually get is about the endangered species, you know, that are around the Hawaiian Islands. But it seems like to always fall in line with the projects that we're working on, which is always really about improving human existence, the spiritual connection that needs to be there between, you know, God and the people. Mm-hmm. So there's always a theme about that. And theme is always centered around prayer, too.
Yeah. Dennis, how do you feel the market has changed recently due to COVID with streamers like Netflix and Amazon?
Well, yeah, that's interesting because actually that's... it's changed quite considerably. I think the theatrical movie kind of, you know, the whole theatrical, when theaters and movies, and that still will be here. You know, I think that will still be a part of our life. But the whole thing about Netflix and Hulu and those kind of stations have really, really changed the dynamics of entertainment, you know, throughout the world. And so I think people tune in to HBO Max to watch, you know, the Justice League, but they'll also go to theaters. But I think that trend will probably keep going. You know, everybody now wants to get, as producers and filmmakers, everybody wants to get their movies on Netflix nowadays, you know. Let me see. Can you still hear me?
We can, Dennis, we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
Well, Dennis James Lee is currently working on a national TV show called Hawaiian Island Talent. He is always got multiple irons in the fire, so to speak. And his heart is for service, to serve people, to serve the body of Christ. He and his mother, Tomiko Lee, and to serve for the sake of the gospel. You can find out more about Dennis James Lee at cornerstonemultimedia.com. Again, cornerstonemultimedia.com. When we come back from our break, we'll wrap around once more to talk about the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, the focus of this year's Hawaii Prayer Breakfast. I mean, can you imagine what so many have gone through over the last year? But consider what the Lord is preparing to do in the next year and the days to come. Tomiko and Dennis James Lee. Stay with us. We'll be back. Life,
aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here back in studio, co-hosting with Danny Yamashiro. Today, our guest is Dennis James Lee. He has much accomplishment behind him, not only a multi-million dollar movie that he's broke the box office in 2006. He has a music ministry. He has a multimedia company. He has also been an actor and on Hawaii Five-0. We talked about that briefly as we entered into the show. His name was Jimmy Yamana on Hawaii Five-0. If you're watching that show, you'll recognize Dennis as Jimmy Yamana, not to be mistaken with Pastor Jimmy Yamada, but really a great, multi-talented, you know, one of those 10 talent servants of the Lord, for sure. and always willing to serve. So Dennis, thank you so much for your heart of your to give every talent to churches, to organizations, just to lift the name of Jesus, lift the community and the state of Hawaii and the culture. So much that you do, I didn't want to lose the opportunity to just say thank you.
Oh, no, you're welcome. I think what's important, is, no matter how many credits I have and the things that I've done, it's all because of the Lord and how he's utilizing, myself and others who I'm partnered with for his greater glory. Yeah. I think in this time and age, it is super, super important to really, keep on top of what the Lord wants us to do, as a people. There are so many terrible things that are happening now because I feel like the covering of prayer is no longer out there, over our schools and our educational system, or even our colleges. People are rejecting the Lord, and you're seeing it, what's happening, And I really feel that that we as a community of Christians have to really, really kind of band together and utilize the modern methods to spread the gospel. Or else things will get worse. So I feel that we need to, stand up and deliver these things.
Amen. I've had the pleasure of going to the prayer breakfast I'm so thankful that you're involved in it. And I always have really felt its importance as an annual event. I believe it's one of the only times annually that the body of Christ comes together with our community leaders, particularly our government leaders, and we get to pray for them. And they get to hear about Jesus Christ. And there's no conflict in the moment. We do talk to our elected officials and our leaders, but many times it's over a conflict with the church, the body of Christ. Yeah. And the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast really is that moment where there's no conflict. There's only unity and the opportunity to pray. What is the focus of this year's Hawaii Prayer Breakfast?
Well, I think this year's Hawaii Prayer Breakfast is really about, getting back together and serving, the people, to let them know that God is present and he's still here with us. And he's, he wants us to pray even more. Mm-hmm. I think that is something that is, we know that prayer is important. We all know that. And we all know that, hey, look, this is what we need to do. But I think this is an opportunity where we can not only let Christians know, but we can let others know, the world know. And I think prayer breakfast is a good way of inspiring and equipping the saints who are going to be there, who are already walking that walk, and to be able to go out and to help to people to say, hey, look, now is the time to pray more. If you don't necessarily walk in faith and you're not like somebody that has Christianity as a background, try it out, and try see what God can do is make that connection with God.
Yeah.
That's important. And I think that's what the theme is.
The prayer breakfast isn't just the prayer time of breakfast. You also have a focus forum or a forum, and we have a very special guest. Tell us about that part of the event this year.
Yes. this is Pastor Tony Evans' daughter, Priscilla Shire, and she's the actress that played in the movie War Room, but she's also a pastor herself, and she is going to be speaking at the forum, and I think a lot of people are so excited about that. Mm-hmm. I myself, being a filmmaker too, definitely am going to get tickets. Well, it's not tickets, actually, it's for free, but you just have to register online. The registration will be open, I think, next week, to be able to go and sign up for that. But that's an important part of our prayer breakfast this year, is to be able to open up a forum in which she will be, talking to the audience that will be present there.
Mm-hmm. Just before we forget, because we are coming to the close of the show, Dennis, how can people sign up to attend, buy tickets, get connected? What is there a website?
Yes. They can either go to Eventbrite and type in Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, or they can actually also type in www.hawaiiprayerbreakfast.org. So they should try to type in the www, though. It'll get you directly to the website, and then you just navigate through the website to purchase tickets or a table or sign up for the forum.
Okay. So that's www.hawaiiprayerbreakfast.org for this year's prayer
yes.
breakfast. Okay. And again, it's May
yes.
7th in the morning.
And yes,
it's
May 7th.
And where are you holding it this year?
This year it's actually at the Hawaii Convention Center.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So come on down. This is a good time for us to get back together again
mm-hmm.
as a body of Christ. But those who, want to just understand what praying is about and to meet others who are, I believe our mayor is going to be there, as well as many of the leaders in the community will be there too.
And socially distanced, all of that
yes.
concerns.
We're
sure that we can
yeah.
Commit to our audience that's going to be masks and whatnot.
Yes, so we're having masks, and then we're assigning, unless you're from a family or within the same group, you can sit on table that usually is 10, but 8 now. And then for the regular folks, for people who sign up, individual seating and tickets, it's 4 per table. But we're going to be distancing the tables, plus the food is going to be like in bento style.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have this buffet yet this year, but I miss those days, the buffet.
Sure. Dennis, we're just about out of time, and I'm going to ask you if you would pray. Because prayer is the heart of so much of everything, right? Everything that we do, and the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast is a part of that. And would you pray for our community, our churches?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lord, as we thank you, Lord, just for this wonderful interview. Thank you. Please bless Pastor Danny and Lonnie and all his crew, and the people who listen to this radio, this program. We just thank you, Lord, for the blessings and the opportunity to share some of the things that I'm doing for you, Father. But, we just ask for a covering over the prayer breakfast. I think, I feel, Lord, that it is your prayer breakfast, and I know that you wanted to go forward because you have made yourself known to many of us. And we just, hope and pray, and we just, want the best for everyone, not only for this event, but also for the people in the community of Hawaii, because it is very important that we understand what prayer is and how to communicate to you, to build a relationship with you. Because without you, we are totally lost as a people, as a humanity, as just being these beings on earth, Lord, without you, we have no vision, we have no guidance. So we just ask for you to be present in this prayer breakfast and also for these islands. And we know that revival will come, mm-hmm. but only through prayer, persistence, and understanding your true will. Mm-hmm. So we just thank you, Lord, for your glory. And we just raise our hands and hearts to you forever. And we just thank you for your understanding, your mercy upon your people.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to pray for you real quick as well, Dennis, and
yes,
the team. Lord God, I just pray for this prayer breakfast, Father.
Yes, Lord.
You would cover the entire committee as they move forward in unity, Father God. I pray that many would come. I pray that the churches would come and the pastors would come. Oh, Lord, I pray that the ones you are calling there would come, the elected officials, our military leaders, our government department heads, those that, Lord God, need our prayers, I pray that they would come as well and they would be touched by your Spirit, never to be the same again, Lord. Use this year's prayer breakfast, Father God, as a catalyst to revival in our community, in our government, with our leadership, in our businesses, Lord. Father, we praise you for Dennis and his team. We ask that you go before them always, and they would wait on you and know that you are God and you cannot fail. Your purposes are true. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much, Dennis. We so appreciate your time today.
Amen. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
These are fitting words.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dennis. Fitting words from Dennis James Lee. DennisJamesLee.com. And God's timing is perfect. Thanks, Dennis. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with somebody near you. If you haven't done so, this is your perfect moment to open your heart to Him. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Get to Know Jesus. There are videos there. You'll learn a lot with that. To help us with your prayers, your financial support, to make a donation, click on thegoodlifehawaii.com and the button Donate. We really appreciate it and we thank you in advance.
Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dennis James Lee, CornerstoneMultimedia.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.